My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm just seeing on the TV, Matthew Boyd was somebody that the Guardians signed, got a rehab start in Akron. That went well. Tristan McKenzie, not so much. You know, in Columbus, Daryl Ryder in for Ken Carmen.
Lima, I know he walked seven guys, but he kept the ball in the ballpark for the first time in, I think, his entire pitching career.
Yeah, what was the line on Tristan? He went 4 innings, 2 hits. That's the good news.
Walked seven.
He did walk seven.
I think he struck out one.
Holy cow. But he's throwing more balls than strikes.
78 pitches, 36 strikes. Yep.
Yeah. That's hard to do. This is where he's supposed to be getting confidence.
Let's just say this. We're throwing stuff against the wall, hoping some pitching will stick. We've entered that portion of the schedule for the Guardians. They DFA'd Spencer Howard,
yeah,
who they got from the Marlins earlier this year. I think they gave up some cash. They bought him from the Marlins.
Yeah.
So now you're hoping maybe Boyd can contribute something. You're trying to cross your fingers that McKenzie can get right down in the minors. It's not looking like that's happening for McKenzie down there. A little nervous about the starting rotation. Not going to lie. A little nervous about this Guardian starting rotation right now.
Well, I think we have been for a while. Right, I mean, I think this was what was unbelievable about the start they got out to.
Yeah.
To the point where it wasn't even a start anymore. They had been able to you couldn't just say, oh, they're off to a hot start. Like, no, this was their team. They're a really good team. They're still, despite the fact they've lost 13-21, they are still 20 games above 500. They still have a 5-game lead in the division. And, you know, in the American League, like, you look around, obviously, like, the Houston Astros are surging.
Right.
But who's playing great baseball in the American League? You know, all the way around, the Twins had been playing really good.
They got hot.
They had gotten closer and closer and closer and really started to eat away at that lead. But, I don't know, it's not like I'm petrified of anybody in the American League. So that's like, the balanced approach I'm looking at right now.
Okay, maybe not petrified, but I don't think they're beating the Yankees in a 7-game series.
I mean, I can't find any Yankees fans who seem all that thrilled about their team. Mitch, go ahead.
I wouldn't know right now. I'm part-time right now, and I'm kind of been on vacation the last couple weeks, as has the Yankees offense.
You know, I tried to forget this whole Mitch is a did you just say you're a part-time Yankee fan?
I got that wrong. Nick Wilson coined a new term the other day, half-ass Yankee fan. I like that better than part-time.
It's part-time, Daryl. You know a little bit about part-time throughout your life.
I guess I kind of have to respect the cell phone there for Mitch, but Mitch, please, come on. What are you doing?
I'm just telling you right now, like, yeah, the Yankees, the first 2 months of the year, they had, like, the best lineup in baseball, and they had the best pitching in baseball. That is not the case right now.
Right.
And that's the one thing about all of this. It's going to be interesting. Obviously, you expect, you know, teams to make deals at the deadline, even though everybody's telling you that the pitching pitching wise, although we are going up against somebody today that you certainly hope doesn't become a threat in the American League.
I kind of feel like that what Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have done in the last couple of weeks, they've laid the groundwork of expectation, like telling people, we're trying to make something happen here. We recognize we need to do something, but there's knowing you need to do something and then finding a partner to be able to make that happen with. And also, too, you know, fitting within the constraints of what your organizational philosophy is when you're talking roster construction as well. So, yeah, it's easy for us to sit here and say, yeah, go trade for a starter. It's, I think, going to be a completely different conversation for them to actually go out and get what they're going to need. Because, again, the most expensive commodity in Major League Baseball has been and will always be starting pitching. And unfortunately for the Guardians organization right now, that gravy train of young arms that had been cycling through the organization and coming up to the Major League level, right? I mean, Xavier Curry's been a little bumpy. Again, McKenzie, he's back in AAA trying to figure some stuff out. Tanner Bibee, I think you could argue, has been the number one for the Guardians this year. But it's running dry. You know, and that's understandable. I mean, they've had, what, a 15-year run of this where they have, you know, been growing Cy Young Award winners on trees at this point. So at some point, it's going to run dry. And I think, unfortunately, worst possible time with this team 20 games over 500 and in contention to have that pitching pipeline run dry on you.
Yeah, you did get a good outing yesterday by Lively. You got a good outing by Bibee to start out that series over the weekend. So Carrasco has settled down a little bit, right? I mean, you're feeling a little better. He's just like eat some innings, like just save the bullpen, which has been so outstanding this year.
And Carrasco has talked about that hey, I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, eat some innings, give these guys a chance to win, you know, because I think he understands where he is in his career, right? He's on the back nine. You can argue he's on the 18th green at this point, but I mean, that's the one deficiency that I feel the Guardians have right now is their starting rotation. And for as great as this bullpen has been this year, and going into the All-Star break, everyone was talking about, you could pick a reliever out of that bully and say, hey, you're an All-Star. You should be an All-Star. They're going to be overtaxed at some point, especially when they're having, if they're going to have to be covering four, five, sometimes five plus innings in ball games. Like at some point, that bullpen's going to get overtaxed.
Right, you are talking about the weakness of the team, a weakness that I think most people, most Guardians fans have acknowledged, even with the successes of the season to this point, 20 games above 500. But the whispers are growing louder when it comes to the deficiencies in the lineup and how maybe those need to be confronted. Meanwhile, Steven Vogt, he's not all that worried right now about that, but he is acknowledging that they had some issues recently.
I mean, I think we're going fine. I mean, that's two games in a row. We faced two really good starting pitchers. We scored seven.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
runs a couple days ago. And so for me, it's keep doing what we do. Take care of the little things. You know, we didn't take care of some little things, but I don't think we're in a funk. I think we had two very good pitchers shut us down the last 2 days.
Yeah, Cease and King with the two hitter yesterday, and the breakthrough hit was a blooper in that game.
Still counts, Lima.
I know. Well, you're starting to wonder, like, are we going to be on the wrong side of history here? So everything you said about the pitching, 100% true. It's obviously it's been the topic about what are we going to do? What are we going to get, you know, before the deadline? What about that lineup, though? How confident are you? Because they went up against two good pitchers, you know, this weekend. They dropped two out of three, and they struggled mightily.
Well, I did chuckle that the number one pick for the Guardians was another middle infielder. I did laugh about that. I like it. Love the pick, but it is kind of funny that they picked another middle infielder because they seem to collect them like I collect bobbleheads. And they need a shortstop.
Well, you can go see. By the way, you can go see him coming up pretty soon in Lake County.
Yeah.
Go get one of those bobbleheads autographed.
But they need a regular, everyday shortstop. They've tried to platoon that position. I think that they've gotten away with it to this point. My concern is that you get to a point where you can't get away with it anymore. I think we're coming. You know, when you look at this lineup right now, Anthony, I think they're coming dangerously close to they're not going to be able to get away with the platoon stuff at some point. Versatility is something that Stephen Vogt loves. You know, David Fry obviously can play just about any position on the diamond. They found ways to try and keep his bat in the lineup, right? It certainly helps when you're trying to balance the defensive field time of Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor at the corners there, right? Splitting them between first and third and DHing and things like that. Same thing with the catcher situation. Bo Naylor's a young player. You don't want to overexpose him. Offensively, defense is not even a concern. I think Bo does a great job defensively.
A defense across the board.
But I wonder at some point if the platoon thing, and I don't mean this as a criticism, because what they are doing, what they have done, has been fantastic. They're in a little bit of a rut right now. But I do worry that when you get into the real pennant chase there down the stretch, you know, is that a winning formula when you're going up against these top-tier arms? And, I mean, you heard Vogt talk about it there in the clip. They ran into two really good arms over the weekend, and they struggled not just to scratch runs across, Anthony. They struggled getting on base, getting hits, right? And so, I again, not criticizing the way that they're doing things, but I do have maybe some questions about whether or not the platoon thing is a winning formula come crunch time.
Well, they had found a way to get production at the bottom of the lineup, and it had been years since you had seen that.
Oh, yeah.
So it had made you feel pretty good about this lineup top to bottom. I don't think you're feeling that way today. Yeah. And I think you're having guys kind of closer to probably who they are. The Fry thing is going to be really interesting to see because, you know, they were finding a way to get him in the lineup as much as they possibly could.
Because he was hitting.
And he was hitting to the point where dude was an all-star. What a great, great all-star celebration it was for him. That was amazing. But what are you expecting the second half of the year out of Fry? And if he's not hitting, now you're really trying to cobble things together in a tough way. Because, like, all right, you got Juan Ramirez and Naylor. What else? What else after that? I mean, you're like plug and play. You know, bringing guys up, hoping to find something and continuing that great offense at home and finding that power. That's been great up to this point. But what happens when Jose has an off week? Like, you're starting to stare at some tough issues.
Yeah, and when I look at the way this team is built, again, it's built in a very versatile way. And when you're a club like the Guardians and some of the constraints that they have, right? Some of the challenges they have, you have to build your ball club that way. But again, I just worry if it's sustainable. And here's another part. They had five all-stars. Guys didn't get a lot of time off. You know, the guys that carried your club first half of the season.
Should they have foregone the invitation to the All-Star? Five All-Stars did that doom the Guardians in their second half of the season?
That's the poll you should put up.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that'll be a fun one to put up. All right, 216-474-0092. We will get into some football coming up 25 minutes from now. A very notable Cleveland Brown. Looks like he is not going to be with the team down at Greenbrier. We'll have that age-old question. Do you hold it against a player for holding out? But when we come back, no holding back. We've got Lima Likes and a familiar name and face bailing out Team USA. How did it get to that point? Against Sudan? Really? Can you name any of their players? We'll get to that. Lima Likes coming up straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.